It's Monday, April 6th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In an interview on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams said this Holy Week will give Americans, quote, our Pearl Harbor moment, our 9/11 moment, end quote, as the coronavirus ravages the nation.
Well, it's tragically fitting that we're talking at the beginning of Holy Week because this is going to be the hardest and the saddest week of most Americans' lives, quite frankly. This is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment, our 9/11 moment, only it's not going to be localized. It's going to be happening all over the country. And I want America to understand that. But I also want them to understand that the public, along with the state and the federal government, have the power to change the trajectory of this epidemic. You mentioned Italy and Spain. When you look at their trajectory from about a month ago is when they really started to lean into their aggressive mitigation efforts. So I want Americans to understand that as hard as this week is going to be, there is a light at the end of the tunnel if everyone does their part for the next 30 days.
According to the coronavirus sick map, 337,000 Americans are now infected with the coronavirus and nearly 9,700 Americans have died. Two Louisville, Kentucky coronavirus patients and a family member have been ordered by circuit judges to isolate and wear tracking devices after health officials learned they'd been in public against medical advice, reports the Louisville Courier-Journal. Issuing health-related civil orders is new territory for the courts. Last Friday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis amended his executive order from April 1st in which he recognized attending, quote, religious services conducted in churches, synagogues, and houses of worship as essential activities, end quote. Hillsborough County, Florida Council met and voted to reverse its order, which had prohibited churches from meeting in person. At the recommendation of County Attorney Christine Beck, the council voted to recognize churches as essential following in the footsteps of Governor DeSantis. Meeting by conference call, Beck clarified that Florida recognizes churches as essential, with no restrictions on the number of people allowed to gather in one facility.
The state does not place any limitations on the number of people who can attend religious services, nor does it address the 6-foot distancing requirement.
To clarify, Les Miller Jr., Hillsborough County, Florida Commission Chairman, asked a follow-up question.
Are we to understand now that a church or a synagogue or whatever the institution is can now have services and as many people as can get in there can attend? We're encouraging them to be 6 feet apart, but they don't have to be 6 feet apart, and there's no limitation on the 10 people or less. Am I right? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
While Tampa, Florida Mayor Jane Castor wanted to impose the 10-person and 6-foot social distancing restriction on churches, the council voted against her recommendation at the advice of council. Liberty Council was hours away from filing a federal lawsuit against Hillsborough County, Florida. The county council knew that lawsuit was forthcoming. As a result, the lawsuit was placed on hold. When Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of the River at Tampa Bay Church decided to continue to meet for in-person services, Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister made many false statements which must be retracted. In a Facebook Live broadcast, Pastor Howard Brown reflected on his arrest, reports the Christian Post.
I'm not ashamed to be arrested for the First Amendment of the United States. The sheriff said we can't hide behind the First Amendment, but we can because I was sworn in as a citizen of the Constitutional Republic of the United States, and I raised my hand to pledge to defend the Constitution of America against enemies, foreign or domestic. The media are stirring up every kind of religious bigotry and hatred right now. I mean, people firing shots last night at the church sign from the highway, and then the death threats to the ministry and to staff members and stuff. It's beyond the pale. So people have basically literally lost their ever-loving minds.
Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver said, quote, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown brought worldwide attention to an unconstitutional order and arrest, end quote. Acts 5, verse 29 says, we must obey God rather than men. For other examples of churches which are meeting in defiance of government orders, visit our transcript today at theworldview.com and look under print stories. And finally, theologian John Piper has shared what he believes children should understand about God and the novel coronavirus and identified how parents can address difficult questions pertaining to the outbreak, reports the Christian Post.
The Bible teaches that God is stronger than the coronavirus. We know this because Matthew 4, verse 24 says, "They brought Jesus all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, and he healed them." So Jesus is more powerful than diseases, every one of them.
In a recent episode of his Ask Pastor John's podcast, the 74-year-old pastor and grandfather of 14 answered the most profound question.
Why is there a coronavirus? Why don't you, Jesus, take it away? Since you could, he's God. The coronavirus is not stronger than Jesus. Why doesn't he just take it away now? And the answer is this: because he has wise purposes for it. Well, let me give you some things that I can see and you can see in the Bible that God is planning to do with the coronavirus. Number one, Jesus said in Luke 13 that things like the coronavirus happen so that people in the world who don't believe in Jesus would wake up and repent, that they would turn to Jesus and be saved. Number two, Paul said that things like the coronavirus happen so that people would stop trusting in themselves and trust God. And the third thing that God is doing is this. The Bible says that things like the coronavirus happen to show us that we might be loving things more than we love God.
Piper gave children this counsel.
You don't have to be afraid of the coronavirus. God is stronger than the coronavirus. And if you trust his son, Jesus, God will make everything turn out for your good. So be brave. Don't be brave because you're strong. That's called pride. All those TV superheroes, they're all proud. They're not basing their strength on God. Be brave because you have a great Savior.
Finally, Piper shared a poem for Christian children.
I taught the kids in our church when I was a pastor a two-line poem. When things don't go the way they should, God always makes them turn for good.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, April 6th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.